702.
You're with 702.
Your number one news and talk station.
As mentioned earlier on in the show, joined now by the executive director at Amandla Mobi, Koketso Moeti. She's going to speak to us about a campaign that's currently being, or petition that's currently being supported by Amandla Mobi. It looks at proposed changes to South Africa's prevailing laws, particularly as far as the Choice of Termination Act. And they've raised a few issues, saying the proposals may make it very difficult for women to exercise their right to choose. And so if you have some questions about what these proposals are might do, or what the implications might be if they are approved, you can give us a call on 011-883-0702. Your SMSs on 31702, your WhatsApp messages 063-873-3032. Koketso, good evening. Welcome to Night Talk.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So Amandla Mobi, in the last couple of days, particularly in the run-up to Women's Day, have raised the flag with regards to some of the proposed changes to our prevailing laws, specifically about women's reproductive rights. So what are the proposals currently on the table?
Okay, so the ACDP is not going for a ban on abortion, right? What it wants to do is remove clauses that allow women to terminate pregnancies on socioeconomic grounds, and also remove provisions that allow for abortions to occur 20 weeks after. And this is often done in cases where, you know, the baby, the mother's health is in danger, or the baby has severe deformities and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Another clause that they want to add is that every woman before an abortion should undergo an ultrasound scan, which should be affixed to their file. And because of this, it would mean that this is not accessible to many people for whom clinics are the first point of call. And also, even on the issue of the socioeconomic grounds, right, these are women who will be left with these kids to feed. These are women, if the child is deformed or has a severe health matter that a person cannot afford, these are the women who will have to pay the price for these amendments.
So the issue about the ultrasounds, and specifically about often the first point of call in the primary healthcare system wouldn't have these facilities. So why are they insisting that this would need to be mandatory? It would have to be part of the process, if we know the severe inequality in resources around the country.
So according to them, doing this would enable women to make an informed choice, right? And there is little evidence that is showing this. And I think we should not be shy to call what they are trying to do what it is. It is an attack on women's right to choose. It is an attack on reproductive rights. And it is an attack on women's ability to access health care. Because by virtue of these machines or their amendments not being accessible, what they're proposing not being accessible, we already have too many women who are pushed towards going the backstreet abortion route, right? And we will see an increase in this. This is an intense, a huge, huge infringement on women.
The issue about the issue of socioeconomic circumstances, that also is a little bit concerning, because again, we're a country defined by inequality, huge inequality. And so if women feel that it would be, as part of exercising their reproductive rights, is to make a decision based on social economic circumstances, doesn't that mean we already, people who don't enjoy the full spectrum of their rights, poorer women, would be disadvantaged further? So what would be the rationale here? Because I would imagine particularly poorer women who already have fewer choices than they should, we want to give them as many of their options as possible.
Indeed. You know, it's hard to, one cannot see what the rationale for the ACDP is, right? And one can only deduce that they want a major step back for women's rights. And what they are proposing, you are right, it is going to disproportionately affect a particular group of people who are poor. And we already know in the South African landscape, these are black women in particular, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we look at the inequality of the country, the way poor black women already bear so much, it is unthinkable that any party that takes itself seriously would propose something like this. According to reports, they were helped to draft this, the amendments, by Doctors for Life International, a right-wing group, right, that has attacked transgender people's access to health care, that is racist, that has all these things, that does so much work that is contrary to what our values as a country should be. It is unthinkable that ACDP is working with them and trying to push this agenda.
So from Amanda Moby's side, the petition is currently live on the website. Where does it go after the required number of signatures has been reached? Will the Petitions Committee of Parliament be petitioned? What is the plan?
Indeed. So along with the petition right under, right, is a place when you can, where you can actually submit directly to the Speaker of Parliament your objection on the website as well. These have also, by the Sexual Reproductive Justice Coalition, have been handed over, on like physically handed over. But at the same time, people who are just signing, it is being submitted in as supporting the objection to it.
And will there be other action around this? These proposals from Amanda Moby? Will there be protest action? Will there be any other activity if you're looking to join or support the work that you guys are doing? Is there any other way to be part of the work you're doing with regards to challenging some of these proposals?
So if the sign will be kept up to date with what's coming, right, because this is a process that's going to take some time and is going to have different stages. But we are working with our partners, the Sexual Reproductive Justice Coalition, and we'll definitely be keeping people informed on what they can do, what next steps are, what activities are being planned as these things go along.
So to find out more information, where can you go?
So people can sign up on www.amandla.mobi. And if you want to directly submit, you can go to aweto.mobi.
And that's the work of Amanda Moby that's raising a concern about a proposal made by the ACDP that's looking to make changes to the prevailing legislation that governs the Choice on Termination of Pregnancy Act. Amanda Moby saying there are some very concerning suggestions being made by the ACDP and asking for support, which will be taken to the National Speaker of Parliament. So Koketsa, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and thank you for the great work Amanda Moby does.
No problem. Thank you again.
That's Koketsa Moeti, Executive Director at Amanda Moby.